A man used to be upon sunnah and then suddenly he's not. Man used to be a supporter of sunnah and then suddenly he is not. Like I said earlier, you should understand, why do these individuals become someone who is known? Because as long as they were supporters of the sunnah, they had a portion in the ayah, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, and we have raised your mentioning. So whoever mentions the sunnah, supports the sunnah, talks about the sunnah, pushes the sunnah, his mentioning will be raised. He has a portion of the ayah. But soon as he strays from this matter, he has a portion of وَإِنَّ شَعَنِيَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ, and verily your enemy, he is cut off. Soon as he becomes the enemy of the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he is cut off. So these individuals who were upon hidayah, guidance once, and then they came to misguidance, upon sunnah once, what appeared to the people, and then they came up on bid'ah, people go ask about them. They go to the likes of Sheikh Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madkhali. They go to the likes of Salih Fawzan. They go to the likes of this one and that, Abdul Muhsin Abad, and so on and so forth. They go and ask. And such it was in the life of Imam Ahmad, rahimullah. They used to ask. They said the matter of Qarabasi. Because these guys don't stop. They were shouting, howling, screaming sunnah. Now they're shouting, howling, screaming bid'ah. They were traveling around with sunnah. Now they travel around with bid'ah. They don't just disappear. So then the people become confused. I used to look at this man as a man of sunnah. When some say he is and some say he's not, what do you say, Imam Ahmad? So this is how it was with Qarabasi. So Imam Ahmad said, Iyaka wa Iyaka, woe to you, woe to you, wa hadha Qarabasi, and this Qarabasi. La tukallimuh, don't speak to him. Wa la tukallima man yukallimuh, and don't speak those who speak to him. Don't speak with those who speak to him. He said it four times. Woe to you from this Qarabasi. Don't speak to him and don't speak to those who speak to him. Woe to you from Qarabasi. Don't speak to him and don't speak to those who speak with him. Woe to you from Qarabasi. And like this. وَهَذِهِ عَقِيدَ أَحْلَ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاءِ. And this is عَقِيدَ of أَحْلَ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاءِ. They warned about Qarabasi. So a person can be up in istiqama, but if you don't have tajreed al-mutabi'a, isolating the Prophet and restricting your obedience and your following to Muhammad and Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you take personalities, when they flip, you will flip. And when they're wrong and it's clear to everyone that they're wrong, you will be the one defending them. So he said this and he said that, he meant this, he meant that. You'll go into his intentions saying they don't know his intention, as if you know his intention. You go to his intention. He meant this, he intended this, he intended that. You'll make excuses and mistakes. Whereas as we began the lecture, we said, Al-Haq, the truth is above everyone. We will not sacrifice the truth for anyone, but we will sacrifice everyone for the truth. The truth, the Haq. So when you come into this issue of personalities, the harms, as he says, or has called it, the harms of these personalities, is very wide and clear. The harms can harm you in your tawheed al-uluhiyya, your tawheed al-ibadah, worship of Allah. It can harm you in your tawheed al-ittiba. It can harm you because you can fall into taqleed. It can harm you because you can fall into taqdis, making this person holy. This person suddenly is ma'soom. He's perfect. And there's no one ma'asum except Muhammad salam. Everyone makes mistakes except Muhammad salam, who's been perfected by the revelation that Allah ta'ala sent him. He was ma'asum. Everyone else makes mistakes. Everyone else can say something wrong. Everyone else can do something wrong. Everyone else can relate something incorrect. Everyone else can misunderstand. Everyone else can make a mistake. So when you make this individual ma'asum, you're giving him the position, whether you wanted to or not, of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.